Excerpts from The Kiss of Walt Whitman Is Still on My Lips by Raymond Luczak. Deafened at the age of 8 months, I learned to hear through the stainless steel shells of my body aids shoehorned into my harness bra. I was an analog cyborg. I learned to speak from feeling vibrations in my speech therapist's throat and mine too. My nasal sandpapery voice singles me out in a crowd. Using the language of hands was forbidden. Until I learned sign, I had to make do with watching the mystery and misery of lips masticating words. When I need a reprieve from lip reading, I call upon memories of heading into the woods across the street from the house where I grew up. There, nature sang songs I could hear perfectly without my hearing aids. I lay there, quaking naked on a beach towel, afraid of being caught and yet yearning for this or that man I'd spotted earlier that day. Sparrows, strung along on power lines cutting a swath, never flittered about the pearls of peas in my hands. My body naked, full of landmines, is this. Explosions of tiny freckles underneath my face. No trace of a flesh-colored mole shaved off my nose. A cleft of chin hidden in the tangle of beard. A tiny toad wart on my right index finger. A trio of gallbladder removal scars under ribcage. A shiny knee patch from a scooter accident. My back covered with the poison ivy of fur. Who'd want to sleep with this scarred creature? I dream of catching you, Walt, on the smoking patio behind the Minneapolis Eagle. You'd wear a t-shirt, jeans, and sandals, hold up a pint of lager in your hand, kiss me in front of everyone. How could I resist the you, that sexy doe-eyed man, your hand to chin, who Matthew Brady had photographed a few times? My desire breaks out in beads of sweat. I must leave. The sound of your phone vibrating startles you. It's me texting you. Can you stay with me tonight?